Well, you know, I think when I took this job, I didn't really realize how significant it was going to be, especially to come back here for the World Series with Dale and Doug Henry and Ned and I all playing for Bergovich, you know, to come back to the Bay Area. And, you know, we're talking about where we're going and how much family we're going to have to be able to see tonight. So it's a special moment for me.
Yeah, Sam Berkovich, of course, fans, you know, I've done some shows about Sam and the wonderful things he did in amateur baseball. Veda Pinson, Joe Morgan, Kurt Flood, and Don Wakamatsu. What was it like back then playing in games like that and some of the guys who played with you?
Well, a lot of people don't realize back in high school you'd get a letter in the mail. It was a formal letter. You had to go in for an interview and go basically interview to play on this team. And to get that opportunity, look back now, I mean, we played between 120, 140 games, you know, from the high school season to the next year. So to be able to have that experience at such a young age, I got two kids right now that I put through club baseball that I think it's cost me about $50,000. And, you know, Sam was so generous to be able to do that for so many players for so long, and I don't think he ever gets the recognition. A couple years ago, after I left Oakland, I came back to the Bay Area, and somebody had given me Sam's number before he passed away. And it was the most memorable thing to be able to say, you know, thank you for my career and to allow me to be here because of what you did when I was in high school.
Boy, Don Wakamatsu talking about the late Sam Berkovich, an icon of amateur baseball here in the Bay Area. So what's it like? You're back here. You're home. It's the World Series. You know, you played a lot of baseball in your time, good collegiate career and everything else, and here you are back home in the World Series.
Well, it's unbelievable for me to grow up in the Bay Area and to be a part of the Oakland A's back in the day and to play my high school football and baseball championships in the old Coliseum, now to be over here across the Bay and to share it with the family. And I think that's the biggest thing that we get out of it is we get to share it with the family, and they kind of, a lot of them are Giants fans, so you know, I get to kind of tweak their allegiance a little bit. So it's fun. It's just a blast.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Hayward High.
Yeah, you did.
With everybody else around baseball.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The Johnny Millers and Jack Del Rio, so quite alumni. I still keep in contact with the coaches there, Jim Bassinius, Jeff Rankin, and
nice.
So it's special to come back to the Bay Area.
Boy, great connection. Don Wakamatsu. All right, so what's your job here with Ned Yost? You're getting good TV time, I will tell you that.
Well, I'm kind of a sounding board. I'm the bench coach here with Ned, and you know, it's a luxury to have three different managers on the team or ex-managers and to be able to kind of dialogue in the dugout and feel like we cover most of the things we need to cover. But the relationship has grown. I didn't know Ned prior to taking the job. I've known Dale and, as I mentioned, Doug before. But to be able to sit in there and you know, kind of talk about strategy and have the expertise of being in that seat before, I think it's a bonus.
Yeah, boy, Donnie, thanks so much. Great to see you as always, Don Wakamatsu. Love covering you when you're out here in the Bay Area. It's nice to see you back.
Thanks for having me on, Marty. I appreciate it.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.